5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Love a good mystery that leaves you wanting more? Check out my podcast. Hi, I'm Kadra, the host of Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. I tell tales every single week that have left me perplexed. You'll hear true crime cases, mysterious disappearances, learn about cults, hear baffling sightings of cryptids, chilling paranormal encounters, and even dark and weird history. I release new episodes every Wednesday, and you can listen anywhere podcasts are available. I'm also on Patreon, and you can even watch me on YouTube. Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. Stories that will leave you perplexed.
You are listening to Perplexity.
In 1997, Art Bell, late-night talk show radio host for Coast to Coast, would get a call from a man calling himself Mel Waters. Waters was living in Ellensburg, Washington, near Manistash Ridge in Yakima, and he was having some concerns because a giant hole was in his yard. Mel Waters would continue speaking with Art Bell, doing interviews with Coast to Coast Radio for many years, and the more Waters shared about his mysterious bottomless pit, the crazier this story became. The audience became perplexed and totally hanging on every word to this guy's story. So, was it a story or was it true? According to Mel Waters, this hole contained magical powers. It was capable of transforming objects, curing cancer, and it was even capable of raising creatures back from the dead. It was both incredible and dangerous. The interviews that Mel Waters would have with Coast to Coast over the next several years resulted in endless speculation, both in the media and online. This speculation continues into present day, with some saying this was nothing more than an elaborate hoax, and others fully buying in to the existence of an 80,000-foot-deep magical hole containing alien technology and a massive government cover-up. This is the story of Mel Waters and Mel's Hole. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. As always, I am your host, Kadra, and if you are new here, hello, welcome to the show. I tell tales every single week that have perplexed me, so if you love a good mystery that leaves you wanting more, be sure to follow along. If you're watching on YouTube, I would love it if you hit the subscribe button and come back for new episodes every Wednesday. If you're listening on a podcast platform, hit the follow button, and if you enjoy, leave a 5-star review. It means a lot. Very quickly, before we get started, I just want to remind everyone to save the date for my very first virtual live show, Saturday, July 13th, 8 p.m. Central. I'll be doing a Q&A, I will be doing merch giveaways, and I will be reading some listener stories as well. It's going to be lots of fun. That'll be on YouTube Live, and I'll share the link on my socials. So don't forget, save the date, and send me your questions and listener stories. I also just wanted to let everybody know I did add 2 new tiers to the Patreon. You can now get some more perks if you join at either of those 2 new tiers, which are $5 a month and $10 a month. You will get some limited edition Perplexity stickers. I made these logos myself. They just came in the mail, and I'm mailing them out to new patrons. I'm going to give some away during my giveaway, too. But I don't hand these out to just anybody. So if you want these, go check out the Patreon. If you join at the $10 tier and you stay at that tier for at least 6 months, you will also get a Perplexity shirt for free, including shipping. And by joining the Patreon, because I don't qualify for any type of ad revenue or monetization, you guys are helping support the show, keep this going. So thank you so much for that. And there's other perks too. There's tons of bonus content. So if y'all want to check that out, go on over there, look at the new tiers. I would love to see you there. Very last announcement is that I have a merch sale going on right now. The link for my merch is down in the episode description through Bonfire. If you use the code SUMMER15 through the end of July 2024, you will get 15% off of your order. We'll have some new merch designs coming as well that I'm going to release in July, so stay tuned for that. I would like to thank Sandy and Lacey for requesting this week's special topic. This story is very much like Skinwalker Ranch, and it also has some elements of Aang's hat, if you guys remember those episodes that I've done in the past. So it was lots of fun researching this, and I love when you guys send me requests. I think the only trigger warning for today is animal abuse, and I apologize for that. Sources for today's episode will be down in the show notes. So without further ado, let's get into the story of Mel's Hole. Mel Waters was living on a rural property about 9 miles or 14 kilometers west of Ellensburg, Washington, in Kittitas County in the 90s. He was familiar with Central Washington University because, according to him, his wife had worked there at some point. He seemed to have a quiet life, and he enjoyed living on his property, just keeping to himself. We don't know a ton about him because we just know what he told Coast to Coast Radio. But we do know that on February 21st, 1997, after dealing with some type of unexplained phenomena on his property for many years, he would contact the Coast to Coast radio station. Coast to Coast is a radio station that was featuring quirky stories and conspiracy theories. I have no idea if it's still a thing. If you guys know or you're in the Washington area, let me know. But it seems like one of those late night radio shows where people just talk about things like what we talk about on this podcast. You know, the aliens, the ghosts, the what if conspiracies. And when he called Coast to Coast, he would speak to the late night host, Art Bell. According to Waters, the hole had been on his property for as long as he could remember. He has no idea where it came from or how long it had been there, but he had been living there for several years. And he also had a neighbor that had been living there for about 4 decades. And they also said that hole's been there as long as they've known. The hole measured about 9 feet wide. It also had a 3 to 4 foot high stone wall surrounding it. In the inside, it was made of either stone or brick. There were conflicting reports on that. And it had an unknown depth. The hole had also been there for so long that it kind of became the neighbor's trash pit. Like, they would just throw anything and everything in there. We're talking refrigerators. We're talking dead animals, like when their pets would pass away, which doesn't seem like a peaceful resting place to me. Can you imagine just like Sparta kicking your poor dead dog into an 80,000 foot deep hole? We'll get there, but pretty insane. They threw all kinds of garbage down there. And the other thing too is if it was made of stone or brick, that would imply that this hole was either man-made or that they put the stone and brick over the hole that had been there before. Kind of weird. So this hole is here. Waters lives here for years. He just kind of deals with it. But he's seeing all these neighbors continue year after year, month after month, to throw all this garbage and like large items in there. He's noticing that despite all of this garbage being thrown down there, the hole never seems to be filling up. So one day, Waters gets a little curious, and he was a deep sea fisherman. He would hunt for sharks. So he grabs one of his fishing poles and these fishing lines and strings them all together. And at the end of the fishing line, he attached a triangular 1 pound weight and he went over to the hole and he just started to unravel his reel and just let the line go down and down and down. He wanted to see how deep the hole was. He had bought the spools for the fishing line, so he knew how long each line was. So then he could, you know, kind of measure how deep the hole was. Interesting. So this is where it just gets crazy. So according to Waters, he completely used all of the fishing line and never reached the bottom of the hole. And for my Eastern listeners, 80,000 feet is 24,000 meters. So it is insanely deep. And that's also 15 miles. So Mel claimed that he accomplished this by buying multiple lines in 5,000 yard spools. A crazy story, to say the least. According to Waters, the people who had lived there decades longer had just claimed the hole had always been there. They had no idea where it came from. Waters also would say that animals and like people's pets, they seemed to be scared of this hole. They would avoid it at all costs. Birds that would be flying through the area would never land near it. Mel even said his own dogs were scared of this hole. Things in this interview with Coast to Coast continued to get stranger and stranger when Mel started to describe the hole having magical and unexplained powers. So remember how I said some of the neighbors would put their pets here after they died? Well, one neighbor put their dog in this hole after it had passed, but not long after the dead dog had been put in this hole, it was spotted alive, running around throughout the neighborhood. These sightings happened just a few hours after the dog had been buried, and people around the neighborhood recognized the dog because it was wearing the same collar that it always wore. And even the dog's owner saw the dog walking around. So you're telling me this hole is like pet cemetery, just scary and crazy. But the other weird thing is that when the neighbor approached his resurrected dog, the dog seemed to not recognize him. It was scared of him and it ran away. And the sightings over the course of the next few days of this resurrected dog dwindled until eventually no one ever saw the dog again. Waters would also tell Coast to Coast that he had seen a black beam of light coming from the hole, and he described it as a solid, massive shadow. The neighbors were also trying to perform experiments to figure out what was going on with this hole. According to him, some of the neighbors were taking their portable radios and holding them over this hole. Because remember, it's the 90s, so they're taking their little radios, their boom boxes, They're extending those antennas and they're holding them over the hole just to see what would happen, which wouldn't be the first thing that I would think to do. But according to Mel Waters, they would do this. And when this would happen, they would start to hear music playing from the radio. But it wasn't music that you would hear on the typical stations. It was music that seemed to be coming from past decades. They would also take different pieces of metal and hold them close to the hole, and they would change into other metals or even transform into other substances. What specifically, I couldn't tell you. One time, Waters decided that he was going to lower a bucket of ice down into the hole, once again, just to see what would happen. According to him, he lowered this ice bucket about 1,500 feet down, and when he lifted the ice bucket back up, it was warm, but the ice had not melted. He also said that the ice changed into something flammable. There was also a time that he said he yelled into this hole and he heard no echo. And there was never any type of audible sound when those large trash items would be thrown into the hole. But hands down, the most disturbing experiment that Mel Waters claims was done in this hole is one he performed himself on a live animal. So, trigger warning for my animal lovers, I absolutely hated learning this, and I apologize for what I'm about to share with you. So, Mel Waters somehow obtained a live sheep. I don't know if it was one that he had on his land or what. I'm assuming it was, but he, like a scene out of Jurassic Park, lowers this live sheep down into the hole. And according to him, he again lowered it down about 1,500 feet, just like he did with the ice bucket. He reported that he heard the sheep shrieking and it was kicking all the way down. And then suddenly it went silent. When Waters lifted the sheep out of the hole, he found that the animal had been cooked to death. It had also developed a strange lump, which then started to move. When Waters cut the lump open, according to him, a creature leapt out of the lump. He described it as a fetal seal that gazed at him with intelligent human-like eyes. He also reported that he had been living with cancer while all of this was going on, and after this particular experience with the live sheep, his cancer was inexplicably gone, which is interesting because I feel like this hole, kind of like Skinwalker Ranch, for those of you who are familiar with that story, if not, go listen to episode 50, but it reminds me of Skinwalker Ranch because when the investigators were there, they found incredibly high amounts of radiation. And radiation can obviously be really bad and harmful, but there's also a form of it that we use to treat cancer. It's interesting that he's claiming it cured his cancer, you know? So similar to the resurrected dog sightings, after this happened with the sheep, some local sheep herders later reported that they saw that that fetal seal creature that leapt out of the sheep, lurking around the area, but it seemed to have a benevolent presence, so they weren't really worried about it. They just kind of left it alone. But I'm like, if a fetal, like, alien seal was just wandering around my property in Washington State, I would be a little concerned. Like, this whole story is just so crazy, so bizarre, so unbelievable, right? So not long after this, Mel Waters claims that his land was seized and he was bought out by the government. Federal agents showed up to his property one day wearing yellow hazmat suits. They had everything taped off and they claimed that there had been a plane crash right by the hole. And people have compared this part of Mel's story to the mysterious crash in Roswell, New Mexico. Waters claimed that the government would pay him off and lease the land, and the lease payments allowed him to move all the way to Australia. They gave him $250,000 a year. Not a bad deal. So Waters did what the US government told him. He took the money, went to Australia, but this only lasted for about 2 years. According to Waters, he just became too curious. He wanted answers. So he decided to come back to the States. And he would start to travel back to his hometown in Washington. He just couldn't stop thinking. There's all these questions going through his mind. Was this hole a threat to national security? Was it important for maintaining national security? Did it hold the answers to humanity? What happens if I lower a live shark down there? You know, these are the questions that riddled his mind. When traveling back to Washington, according to Waters, it would not be a smooth sailing trip. While he was on the bus, police would storm the bus. They confronted him, and that is the last thing that Mel Waters remembers. The next thing he knew, he was waking up in the streets of San Francisco, California. He had IV marks in his arm. He found out that he had missed about 2 weeks of time. What happened in those 2 weeks, he has no idea. He was also missing several teeth, and he never got his memory back of what happened within those 2 weeks. Waters would nevertheless shake this off. He is nothing if not persistent. He is going to get to Washington. So he gets back to his hometown, but the whole time he's paranoid and he feels like he's being watched.
This is Tracy.
This is Samantha.
This is The Suspended Sentence.
Grab your latte and join us as we enter season two, starting January 1st of 2024.
A year packed full of serial killers that you may or may not have ever heard of.
Thanks for being there.
Stay safe.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
He would continue, though, to make guest appearances on Art Bell's show, Coast to Coast. And this went all the way through 2002. Rebroadcasts of Mel Waters' audio appearances have helped create the modern urban legend that has become known as Mel's Hole. Mel claimed the government agents paid him off and told him to never discuss the hole again. Additionally, they removed it from Terra Server, which is an aerial and satellite imagery. It's kind of like Google Earth. And they also doctored public records to show that Mel, his property, and the hole had never existed. He would even claim that he came across a nearly identical hole in the Badlands in Nevada. And there he would perform similar experiments to the ones he performed at Mel's Hole. According to Mel Waters, the hole in the Badlands had a metal ring that extended down into the ground instead of brick lining. He said he performed similar experiments there that yielded similar results, so I'm wondering if he cooked another sheep. Then, similar to the Ong's Hat legend that I talked about not too long ago, people online started to claim that they had found Mel's hole. despite it being impossible to find on any map. The exact location of Mel's hole has never been proven, but there's some theories that we'll get into later as to what may have inspired this whole urban legend. A self-described medicine man named Gerald Osborne, also known as Red Elk, though he has no known Native American heritage, would tell reporters with Seattle's KOMO TV station in 2012 that he found Mel's hole, and he found it long before Mel Waters did. So according to Gerald Osborne, he had been visiting Mel's hole since 1961 with his dad, and his dad told him that the pit was bottomless. But then later, he would say that the hole was 24 to 28 miles deep. A lot of Gerald Osborne's reports in the media are conflicting. He then also couldn't explain how he determined it was that deep. He would also say that the U.S. government maintained a top secret base in that area where alien activity was occurring. He claimed aliens were also seen flying over the pit. According to some reports in 2002, a group of about 30 people, led by Gerald Osborne, would go searching for the hole, but they were unable to locate it, which is weird considering Gerald Osborne told the media he's been coming to this hole since 1961. Now all of a sudden he doesn't know where it is? But I'm also like, maybe, just to put my conspiracy paranormal hat on for a second, maybe it's like Skinwalker Ranch where things get moved all the time. It's kind of like the upside down, this parallel universe where it's here, but it's not in the same plane. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a portal. Portals open and close and move around, right? Osborne also carried a piece of what he believed to be an alien spacecraft on a necklace, and he has been known to lecture about an impending apocalypse and reptoids that lived beneath the surface of the Earth. Other reports I read said that Osborne just wouldn't reveal the exact location of this hole. So, you know, conflicting reports, it's like, he knew where the hole was, then he didn't know where it was, or maybe he knew where it was the whole time and he just didn't tell people where because of like safety or aliens, I don't know. But he did reveal that it was on Manistash Ridge, about 9 or 10 miles southwest of Ellensburg. So if you ever want to go try to find it, there's your general vicinity. So obviously this urban legend and this whole story told by Mel Waters is insane. But because it's so insane and so cool, so interesting, it's continued to attract a lot of people. The website melshole.com, which doesn't sound like what you think it is, I'm just gonna put that out there, has been created to share information. And it's also been made to track progress on finding Mel's hole. It's generated more than 8,000 posts. And of course, there are Reddit threads dedicated to finding Mel's hole. I saw one where they're like sharing a bunch of coordinates and different places that they've allegedly searched. So there's like internet sleuths trying to find it. It's pretty interesting. But of course, many people say Mel's hole is just an urban legend and the whole thing is pretty cut and dry. Later investigation into Mel Waters would reveal that no one was listed as having resided in that area by that name. No one had worked at CWU with the last name Waters. And remember, he claimed that his wife had worked at CWU, the university. No one was listed in that county telephone directory under that name. There was no one on taxpayer rolls, and no credible evidence has been revealed to show that this hole has ever actually existed. The Federal Aviation Administration in Seattle also said that there hadn't been a plane crash in that area in the past 2 months, which would contradict Mel Waters' claims that a plane crash had occurred near Mel's hole. But, you know, Waters claimed that his name had been removed by the government, by the powers that be, from all documentation, all government records. So maybe they wiped his wife's name too. And maybe they wiped the flight crash information from the Federal Aviation Administration. They're showing that the crash never happened. I mean, government cover-ups, just to be serious for a second, government cover-ups have happened before and have been proven many times. So I'm not going to say it's impossible. Records and evidence could have been destroyed. Also, another theory, maybe Mel Waters called in under a false name to protect himself. Maybe he's not revealing his true identity for safety reasons. One of the biggest theories, obviously, is that Mel's hole is just an urban legend, and that maybe it was inspired by an actual hole near Ellensburg. According to Jack Powell, a well-respected state geologist, this is possible. Powell is actually one of the people who was like an OG listener of Coast to Coast Radio. So he heard these calls from quote unquote Mel Waters, and he was immediately fascinated. But the more that he listened to Mel Waters talk, he claimed Mel Waters' claims were impossible, specifically the hole being 80,000 feet deep. Powell had a geology background. He grew up in the Kittitas Valley area. He had regularly explored geology in that area for the last 30 years. So he, you know, has knowledge. He's familiar with the area. He emphasized that a hole this deep is geologically impossible. A hole that deep would literally collapse into itself because of pressure and heat. Powell also knew that the deepest mine shaft in the world was 12,672 feet deep, and that the deepest known cavern was 7,188 feet. But if the hole was man-made, it could have been deeper. We know that the Russians were able to make this happen because in 1989, they drilled the deepest borehole, which was 40,280 feet. But is it possible that there was a hole pretty much twice that depth? Or if it's a magical hole, you know, it's not gonna follow the laws of gravity and physics, right? So, you know, has an unknown depth, or it's kind of like a portal. So this geologist, Powell, also theorized that the Mel's Hole urban legend could have been inspired by a mine shaft. He grew up playing around an old gold mine shaft that went down at an angle into a field northwest of Ellensburg. And he said that the hole was pretty deep. There was some lore around it in the neighborhood, but he said it was about maybe 90 feet deep, maybe a little more. It could have been as much of 300 feet deep if it was an active mine. So, you know, he knew the area really well. I'm assuming if he pointed this hole out, it's because there probably weren't a lot of other ones it could have been inspired by. He would also later have interactions with a group trying to find Mel's hole. And they couldn't seem, according to him, to let go of the possibility that this thing could be real. He basically tried to tell them, like, look, this is literally impossible. But this group just kept pressing. They were like, we have to find this thing. We have to know for sure. And this same group would later form the Seattle Paranormal Society. There was another geologist named Pat Pringle that had quite a few words to say about this story. He vocalized his doubts simply because lowering a fishing line 80,000 feet down into the earth would cause the line to snap from heat. Washington State runs 65,000 to 130,000 feet thick when we're talking about depth into the earth. So if Mel's hole was there, it would be running through solid rock. So it would also be very hard to like have dug a hole that deep just because of the geography in that area. Temperature of rock at that depth is probably around 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit or 715 degrees Celsius. So this would definitely burn through a fishing line. There was also, and I, can I just say, I love when people do this, like the internet sleuths that find the craziest things. So there was this one person that looked up 5,000 yard fishing line, since Mel Waters claimed that's what he used to put all those lines together and make it go 80,000 feet deep. So this person claimed that they found these spools and they were available at that length, like it was a thing, you could buy them. But at the cheapest, they were $40 each. And for braided ones that were more sturdy, they were up to $1,300 for a hollow core 130-pound line. I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm assuming it's much stronger, can hold a lot more weight. If Mel bought 5,000-yard lines, he would have had anywhere between 48 and 230 pounds of fishing line hanging, because he's using multiple lines tied together. Not sure if that would hold, or if he would have been able to hold it up. And he never mentioned using a machine to lower the line down. I feel like that would have come up in the conversation. Many people have vocalized their doubts about the existence of Mel's hole and this entire thing being made up. The Ellensburg Daily newspaper would later write a story with the headline, and I love this, "Mel's Story Full of Holes." Classic pun, gotta respect it. Bill Chambliss, a well-known fisherman, has also explained that the average fishing reel only holds about 600 feet of line. So, you know, being able to find a fishing reel that would hold that much line, because it's all reeled up, is unheard of. Unless he, like, somehow created his own fishing pole that was basically, like, the size of a crane. But, you know, I doubt it. Coast to Coast has also gotten their fair share of hoax calls. In January of 2008, a call came from a man who claimed to be a theoretical physicist named Gordon. According to Gordon, he had been doing work at a research facility when they started doing work involving portal technology. But video gamers recognized the story that Gordon was telling immediately, because Gordon's story was literally the exact same plot as the video game Half-Life, with a main character named Gordon. Later that same year, in November, Coast to Coast got another call where someone described a strange dream they had, which was the exact plot to the game Fallout 3. So the thing with shows like Coast to Coast is there's no screening process. You don't know who's calling in. You can't prove that it's credible. And I mean, there's two ways you can argue that, but something to definitely think about. But I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer the whole episode, guys. Like, let's put on our conspiracy tinfoil hats for a minute. Let's have some fun. Let's just imagine that this is possible. Mel's hole is real. It's a mythical magic portal. There's alien technology in there. It's capable of curing diseases. I don't want to get too into that because cancer and illnesses are very dear to my heart and I work in healthcare. But let's imagine this thing is real and what Mel Waters is saying is true. Perhaps Mel Waters went under a false name to protect himself. Maybe this is also why the exact location of Mel's hole was never revealed. Kind of like Area 51. Maybe Mel Waters was his real name, but all of his records were removed because the government destroyed evidence, expunged things, covered things up. Wouldn't be the first time that the government has covered something up. Could the government have seized this land, like Skinwalker Ranch? Maybe they're performing experiments here and they just don't want people interfering. So they're not telling people where it's at and they removed it from Google Earth and different search engines like that because it was just getting so out of hand. Maybe they've already figured out that there's a bunch of little green guys living down there. Maybe they made a deal with them to get some technology. Who knows? But whatever the case, whether it's just an urban legend or what Mel Waters is saying is true, the story of Mel's hole is certainly perplexing. So that, everybody, is the story of Mel's hole. hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I certainly did. Thank you to Sandy and Lacey for requesting this week's topic. It was really fun to research. And if you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you supported the show and followed along. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. On Apple, you can write reviews, and I love to read those and share those. Each time you guys do that, it boosts me up the charts and it helps me get more listeners. When you leave reviews, it also puts me in playlists with other podcasts, and that helps me get new listeners. It puts it into the algorithm. So please go do that if you haven't. It is really the best way to help. I wanted to highlight this really nice 5-star review on Apple that I got. This is from External Stakeholder, and they say, "Love this pod. So great and entertaining. Well-researched and a weekly must-listen. Keep up the good work." Thank you for leaving that review. That is so nice. And don't forget, there's other ways to support the show. You can go check out the Patreon and enjoy tons of exclusive bonus content. You can get some free stickers. You can even get a t-shirt, depending on what tier you join. There's tons of episodes in the back catalog. I cover documentaries. I read creepy stories from Reddit. There's side stories on there where I just shoot the shit with different guests and podcasters. It's lots of fun over there. So definitely go check that out. And if you make a request and you are a patron, it gets moved to the front of the queue. So there's lots of benefits to joining. If you want to support the show by buying me a coffee or by checking out my merch, those links are down below. And last thing, everybody remember, save the date. Virtual live show, July 13th, 8 p.m. Central on YouTube Live. It's going to be so fun. You don't want to miss it. And please, 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 if you are planning on attending the live show, send me your questions and listener stories ahead of time so that I have time to compile those. You all are amazing. I hope you have a great week and stay safe. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Perplexity, a mystery podcast hosted, written, and produced by Kadra Brennan. If you enjoyed today's episode, tell the world about it by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leaving a 5-star review. It helps the show more than you know. Contact, support, and merch links can be found in the episode description. And if you have a story to share or a topic request, send an email to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. Kadra would love to read your story on the podcast. Until next week, stay curious.
Welcome to the Dead Podcast. I'm your host, Desi, and on this podcast, I discuss all things spooky and weird, from ghosts, demons, religion, to folklore, urban legends, true crime, and all things paranormal, with some horror movie reviews sprinkled in. So join me on this spooky ride.
Thank you for listening to Perplexity, a mystery podcast, hosted, written, and produced by Kadra Brennan. If you enjoyed today's episode, tell the world about it by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leaving a 5-star review. It helps the show more than you know. Contact, support, and merch links can be found in the episode description. And if you have a story to share or a topic request, send an email to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. Kadra would love to read your story on the podcast. Until next week, stay curious.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.